Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning, and I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. It's nice to be home on a day that it's going to snow this much.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. we're glad we're not on the road. That'd be a bad day.
I guess that leads me into the first. My first question is, you've had a real chance here to kind of settle in at home. You guys play such a road-heavy schedule in the non-conference. And then just the way the schedule worked out, you get these four games in a row to be at home. It really feels like maybe your guys appreciate that a little more, having played so many road games first.
Yeah, I think in Star Valley, I mean, if we don't get a Christmas tournament, man, it's always, we're kind of subject to that road schedule. And most of the big tournaments in Wyoming are at other places, you know, whether it's Cheyenne or Casper, and normally a COVID year changed all that stuff for us. But we're kind of accustomed to being on the road a lot, and I think our kids really enjoy being home because we feel comfortable here. We shoot here all the time, and it's, you know, we live on buses. And you play athletics in Star Valley, you spend a year of your life on a bus, it feels like, you know, by the time you get through a 4-year stretch. And so, yeah, to be at home for us is a huge luxury, and I think it's a huge advantage. Everybody's got to come from away. It's tough to get here. It's a long bus ride. And so we feel like we benefit from that as well.
Well, Coach, you guys have played well at home. That home opener against Sugar Salem obviously didn't go the way you had hoped, but then you go to Sugar and get those guys at their place just at the end of the non-conference schedule. I want to talk about that game because that's when you guys started to win. You get that one win in the over the holiday break in the tournament in Idaho Falls. But how big, you don't have Brant Nelson, or sorry, you don't have Merritt in that game. Yeah. You don't have Merritt in that game. So how big was it for you guys to go to Sugar and win that game heading into your Wyoming conference play? That had to be huge.
It was, and because of the way we built that preseason schedule, we always kind of know that the wins are going to be hard to come by. We kind of felt like we should have had a Bonneville game in there too as well, but this team's a momentum team, and so as much as the win and the quality of play that we had over there from other guys, you know, not having Coulter, a lot of it just, you know, with high school age kids and even, you know, college kids, I don't think it really matters. When you start to win, you kind of figure out how to do it. And that was a close game. Then we win another close one, right after. So I think that's huge for us because for right now, I don't think we're worried about it being close. I don't think we're worried about being down at half. I think we kind of know that we can come back and play and win. Prior to that game in Skyline in particular, I think we wondered if we could finish off a close one. And so, those two games in a row, I think, kind of boosted our confidence and got us on the right track.
These two teams that come into Afton this weekend, at least on paper, they look like they're kind of heading in different directions. Now, that being said, you've pointed out to me that your squad can't overlook anyone. And I guess that kind of starts tonight with the Cody Bronx, because on paper, Cody looks like they're struggling, but this is still a team that's got, you know, they won a state championship on the football field this fall. They've got some really, really good athletic kids. What do you expect to see from Cody tonight?
Well, that's just it. I don't think that we can really even look at that. Right now with our team, it's so much about matchups. And you know, Evanston was having a tough time getting wins early. But there wasn't a guy in our program, including the players or staff, that looked at their record and thought anything less than that was just going to be a grinder for us. Because, you know, if a team's got some real good length or some length that can score, it's going to pose problems. Now, they'd have to guard us, too, on the other side, right? So they're big kids. If they don't have very good foot speed, they're going to have a tough time, too. But I think because of that situation where we don't have that slow down throw into the post game, if a team does, and I think the younger Talich kid is going to be a problem for us. He's got a lot of length. He can score over the top of kids, and so for us with them, it's been a very focused practice on trying to figure out how to stop their couple of the weapons that I think we're going to have matchup problems with. So that's been our focus this week. You know, you look at our scores. Some of the best teams in Idaho, we stayed in those games. On the flip side of that, though, some teams that I think have struggled, those games are close too, and so our margin for error on the win side isn't very high. It hasn't been this year. I'd like that to change. But the other side that I get with this team is, you know, you play a Cheyenne Central or you play a Thunder Ridge out of Idaho Falls, and they can't seem to get away from us either. So kind of an interesting team that way, where I think it's going to be a lot of ulcers and gray hair for me this year.
Well, Coach Paul Kubanek this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You know, something that Dal and I have been impressed with as we've seen your team develop over the last few weeks is, of course, you have the staples with your seniors and the kids that are leading the way, and that starting rotation kind of being tweaked, but really those kids coming off the bench, Coach, you don't miss a lot when you bring in your subs. Your depth has really shown up in recent weeks.
Yeah, it has. We were hoping for that. And a big reason we were hoping for that is my seniors, and when I say seniors, I always have to include Court. I always, you know, kind of leave him out of that. He's a junior, but he plays that first six rotation, I guess is the best way to put that. They play really hard, and they play really physical. That being said, they're, you know, you've seen it in all their games. We very rarely don't have two or three guys setting up 4 fouls in the fourth quarter. So just the style of play that we play, if it wasn't for the development of the bench, I would have to put a leash on those guys a little bit and hold them back. And then they don't like to play that way. They don't want to play that way. Our big concern coming in this year is when they get in foul trouble, what are we going to look like? And, you know, with our preseason schedule, I think helped a lot develop those guys quickly and get them used to the tempo and the physicality of varsity basketball. They've kind of figured out their roles in that substitution. You know, Dylan will come in and make shots. He's such a pure shooter. And then Croy with his length and Jacob with his length, and Tate plays as good of on ball and off ball defense, you know, film. It shows up every week. So, you know, Tate Frome doing that. Those guys have figured out where they can come in and be effective. They're not trying to do, you know, Dylan doesn't come in and try to do, you know, like Court's job, or he doesn't try to come and do Coulter's job, because it really doesn't fit his skill set. What he comes in and does is exactly what we need him to, which is to make some shots when they're leaving us open. You know, so that's been the really big upside for us, is those guys can come in. It allows our first guys to play as hard as they want, maybe even be a little too physical at times. And we don't worry about it near as much as we did early this season.
Star Valley Braves basketball head coach Paul Kubanek on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend, Cody and Riverton in town.